Sorry for a little bit change this service. Give you more time for testimony after the sermon. I'd like to preach from Romans chapter 4, verse 13 to 25. It's printed on your bulletin.
Very powerful scripture. Let me read the scripture, Romans 4, 13 to 25. Okay. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all, as it is written, "I have made you a father of many nations." He is a father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Without wakening in his face, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God has power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" was written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus from our Lord from the dead. He was believed over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Amen. Amen. Very powerful scripture. The title is "Believe He Believed." Abraham, of course, you know, he is the one God selected, the father of the Jews, and God promised Abraham, "You will be the father of the blessed people. You will, through you, the blessing of God will comes to your offsprings, your family." So the Jews, the offspring, the physical offspring of Abraham, believe that we are the heirs. We will succeed the kingdom of God. Not only because they are the offsprings of Abraham, but also they have a law. the law was given to the Israelites through Moses when they were out of Egypt. So they are proud because they are the offspring of Abraham. Also, they have laws. That's why we are the offsprings of God. But Paul said, you are not the heirs of God because you are the offspring of Abraham. You are not the heirs because you have the law. You are the heirs because you have the same faith as Abraham had. This is the sentence of the whole word was changed. For the Jews, they couldn't accept it. No, we are heirs because we are the offspring of Abraham and we have the law. But Paul denied. No. Not because you have the law, not because you are the offspring of Abraham, but because you have the same faith as Abraham had. Which means not only the Jews, but also the other nations, other ethnos, other people like we, the Gentiles, could be the heir, could be the spiritual offspring of Abraham. So this truth changed the whole world. Without this truth, we are not accepted as the family of God, because we are not the physical offspring of Abraham. We did not have laws. But Paul said, anybody be able to be the offspring of Abraham spiritually if you have the same faith. So the promise comes by faith, so that I may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. To all Abraham's offspring, verse 16 said. Not only to those who are the law, but also those who have the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham. Anybody who have the same faith of Abraham had, a guarantee. We are the family of God. We accepted of God. We would be the blessed by God. So the key is what? What is the faith of Abraham? This is the question today. What is the faith of Abraham? The Paul explained, what is the faith of Abraham? Verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. This 7 words are important. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Against all hope, Abraham believed in hope. The sentence sounds awkward, right? Sounds weird. Against hope, he believed in hope. Against hope, he believed in hope. What? Against hope, he believed in hope. what the hope means. He did not have any hope, but he hoped. That's very, very awkward or, you know, weird to me, against hope. There is no hope, but he hoped. He believed in hope. But in Greek, the sentence is very simple and very impressive. In Greek, like, against hope, in hope, he believed. Yeah. Against hope, in hope, he believed. Or against hope, with hope, he believed. Yeah. Remember, this sentence is very important for us. Against hope. It seems no hope with our physical eyes, our worldly understanding, or if we have the real situation, there's no hope. How about yourself? You have hope? Somebody you feel, oh, there's no hope. Nothing. No hope. As much as I tried, whatever I said, whatever I did, no hope. God, there is no hope. Against hope, there's no hope. That was the situation of Abraham. He was about 100 years old, 40 years than me. I'm also almost 60. He's 100 years old, and her wife, one womb, was almost dead. They are almost dead. It's against hope. They have the no hope. How come 100 years old guy had a son? Of course, he heard the first calling age 75. So almost too old, but he did not abandon his hope, even though he's almost 100 years. Against hope, in hope he believed. This is the faith Abraham had. This is the faith God create us the righteousness. If we believe in him against our real hope, that is real faith. So if you believe in God, okay, God, yes, you will do, and yeah, I think, you know, I have some hope. I have some plans, you know, if we do this, then do this, maybe these things will happen, or doing good, although we don't know, but maybe God would do that. That is not the true faith. We need true faith when we have no hope. This is very important. Abraham, all hope. Abraham in hope, believe, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without wakening in faith, he faced the fact, this is important, he faced the fact his body was as good as dead. Fact. Jijitsu in Japanese, fact. Fact seems impossible to us. Fact, what we know, the real, like realism or real situation, the fact. He's almost dead. He was about 100 years old and Sarah was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He was strengthened in his faith. This is another important phrase you find. Regarding the promise of God. Why he did not abandon his faith facing this unhoped situation? He did not see the fact. He sees the promise of God. He holds the promise of God. He did not believe in the fact, but he believed in the promise of God. Regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Strengthened. Abraham was a human being. I know. He's not a robot, not a computer. So sometimes he felt so discouraged, weakness, and disappointed. But when he was so disappointed, he remembered the promise of God, the word of God. And the word of God strengthened him. And being fully persuaded that God has power to do what had promised, another important sentence is. Wow, a lot of red lines here, huh? Being fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he had promised. Amen? Amen? Do you believe? Do you believe? God has power to do what he had promised. Yes. Let's believe in God. God has the power. What he had promised. God has the power. We don't have power. Nobody has power. But only God has the power to fulfill his promise. He will never throw out his promises. He will never break his promises. He's the only one who never breaks the promises. We break a lot of promises. Sorry, my wife. I broke a lot of promises. I have a big promise I did not fulfill for my wife. I've confessed. When we got married about 30 years ago, I promised my wife, I'll take you anywhere. United States, Europe, America. But I've never taken my wife to outside my country yet. So I did not keep my promise yet. But she's alive. So, yeah. Thank you, Lord. I have to take her as soon as possible out of this country. By the way, God will never break our promises. And he has the power to do what he promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us. This promise is not only for Abraham, but for everybody, but for us, and you, me. Yeah, amen? God has the power to do what he promised. So, grasp the promise in your hands, okay? Do not see the fact. Do not see what are what the things you're going on in front of you. Do not see the people. No, you do not even see yourself. See God. Only God can change me, change the people, change the world. He is the only one who keeps the promise. And he's the only one who has the power to do what he promised. Is there any witness? Is there any evidence? Yes. Right here. Right? God will create righteousness for us who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised life for our justification. Yes, God showed his power. This is me, God said. I promised you I deliver you from the evil. I promise you I raise my son from the dead. And God did it. See? So we do not need to abandon our hope. That's why we can stand against hope. In hope we believe. Yeah. So if you feel there's no hope, or you feel against hope, it's time to believe in God. This is the true time your faith has to be proven. There is some plans or there is some little bit light. You don't need to hope. You don't need to believe. You don't need to faith. So keep it in your heart. Against hope, this is the time you believe in God. And keep the promise in your hands. And we have to believe our God never break the promise. Our God can do what he promised. Yes. This is we believe. Because we believe in Jesus was risen from the dead. The power of God. God can raise the dead from the grave to the sky. This is our God. So how come he can solve our problems? How can he can take us out from the dead? How come he can change our whole situations? He's the God who raised his dead son from the grave. And he is now alive, and he is with us, and he encourages us. Hey, I'm here. I'm dead. I was dead, but I am alive, and I am with you. Do not be discouraged. When you lose hope, it's a time. It's a time to believe in God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the great message from the Scripture. We are the offspring of Abraham, not because we are his nation, but because we have the same faith as Abraham. Lord, sometimes we feel we have no hope. But Lord, at that moment, we need true hope. We need true faith. Like Abraham had. That is the true faith when we have no hope. That's the true faith when we can do anything. This is a time to believe in you, Lord. This is a time to believe that you are the one who keep the promise. So, only thing you can do is just keep your promise. We remember your promise and we keep your promise in our hands and we pray. Lord, keep your promise. We believe in you because you are the God who raised your only son from the dead. Lord, thank you for this wonderful message. And Lord, encourage everyone here in this room with your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Pardon? Yes. Let's have the communion. Thank you. Let me read Isaiah 53:4-6. Surely he took up pain and bore our suffering. Yet let's read together. Yet we consider him punished by God, struck by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Our sins and transgressions are gone because you're a sheep. Receive all sins on his shoulder. We are now forgiven. We are free. We are saved. We are the sons and daughters of God. Now, Lord, we have the bread and the cup, symbolize the Lord Jesus Christ. When we have the bread and cups, we let us feel that our Lord Jesus, our Savior, is in us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Right.